We hope everybody had a fantastic Valentine's Day. This is our quote-unquote traditional Valentine's Day episode that we do every year called Ghost Sex. As you might imagine going forward, warnings for sexually explicit and graphic content. Don't listen around little ears. Let's get started.
You're in the place where mysteries and the missing meet. Where conspiracies lurk around every corner. Welcome to the Deep Dark Truth.
Welcome back to the Deep Dark Truth. I'm Mo.
I'm Chip.
And I'm Mikey.
And today is our very special Valentine's Day episode, and you know what that means.
Ghost sex.
Ghost sex.
Sex with, near, or involving a ghost.
So our Valentine's Day episode and a lot of our October episodes are the episodes that we really get to have fun with and not have it be about something sad or depressing. Although sometimes it's sad and depressing in its own ways.
Sure, I guess.
You do, apparently.
Try it again with more enthusiasm.
Just let the spirit of ghost sex fill you.
Sure, I will start. Oh, this one is kind of funny. There is a man who claims he has been dating a ghost for 2 years, but fears that she was cheating on him. So in New Jersey, Gary DeNoia has been in a committed relationship with a ghost called Lisa for 2 years.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that Lisa has a normal, regular people name. Continue.
Yeah.
Also known as Murder Lisa.
What was the one? It was like Amethyst Rose Incarnate who was dating Michael Jackson or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's always something crazy.
It's been a year.
It has been.
Gary explained how in the beginning of lockdown, he and the paranormal spirit had lots of passionate sex than they ever had ever together. He even gave intimate details and said it's like your whole body is having sex.
As opposed to? Gary, I think you're doing flesh sex wrong.
Lots of people are, Chip. Lots of people are.
And he's quoted saying, and since Lisa is a spirit, she is more flexible, which allows us to experiment with all sorts of new positions.
You've got me there. This is true.
So he goes on to think that things have changed now because he thinks that she's out seducing other men and cheating on him. He told the Daily Star that the past month she's out all the time. She never tells me where she's going. She just said she's going out with friends. She can be out there with anyone, and I've always felt secure in our relationship, but lately we haven't been having so much sex. I'm worried that she's cheating on me. I don't know if I'm being paranoid. I mean, I'm not crazy, am I? It just doesn't make any sense. I can understand wanting space, but something feels off, he added.
Oh my god, listen.
Yeah.
A horrible part of me. I acknowledge that it's a horrible part of me, but a horrible part of me wants this guy's number just to prank call him. I want to call him and be like, listen, I heard my girlfriend Lisa talking about you. Really gaslight him into thinking that it's not his ghost girlfriend, it's yours, and actually you're the one being cheated on.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop. I have a whole headcanon now. Sorry.
This guy can be found on Instagram. He has huge Instagram following now because of all this. And he is an Instagram influencer. And yeah, it's interesting. If you want to check it out, it's Paradenoia. Paradenoia. So it gets better. You ready for this?
Oh, no.
That's like my favorite line on here. It gets better.
How could it get better?
It never gets better. So the headline that he has posted to his Instagram is Man Dating Ghost Hosts Kinky Sex Parties and Plays Naked Twister with Ghouls. And that is the headline of this, you know, thing that he shared on his Instagram.
What if we hosted a ghost sex ball?
Yes.
That's what Mikey's OnlyFans is for.
Ghost sex orgy. Hello. You don't know who you're having sex with.
No, I mean like a real event.
Ouija boards in the bucket.
I know a stilt walker. I mean like a real event.
Okay, so it goes on to say that this was featured, you know, after he thought it was cheating on him with another human. He details that he was just being paranoid and insecure. I think the biggest thing that has changed for me, the longer this goes on, I realize how short life is. And that was like on his Instagram post.
How long has her death been?
he continues and is quoted saying, "I came to my senses and said, fuck it, you got to talk to Lisa about this." And she responded by laughing at him. She was saying how paranoid he was and she was just hanging out with her friends and not other humans. And to prove it, she started bringing them over, which led us to where we are now. He revealed that the sex parties are chill but crazy. Everybody has a little wine to loosen up. And they start by playing Spin the Pumpkin.
No.
I can't make any of this up.
That's my.
I just don't have that kind of a brain, but it does sound made up.
You must think I am really something. You guys don't realize how often you compliment me. You really don't. With how detailed you think I'm able to write.
I love it. So he goes on to say, "I know it's corny, but it's our version of Spin the Bottle. Whoever the pumpkin stops spinning at is the person you make out with. After that, we dance and play Naked Twister, fun stuff like that. And the sex happens when it feels natural." They have a variety of sex toys in our home, and most of them prefer paddles. It's absolutely exhilarating having sex with other spirits while you're surrounded by other spirits having sex with each other.
So is he the only flesh one involved? He's the only fleshy in a room full of ghosts?
Yep.
God, he must just be vibing. Halloween 2022, look out, y'all. Yikes. I mean specifically Mikey and Chip.
Yes, he posts a lot of this on Instagram and is like, "Me and Lisa are back in the news, link in bio." They're in a very serious, committed relationship. So he's having lots of ghost sex and not just with one.
Living the dream.
So it's a polyam thing, but he was worried about cheating. So
yes.
I think this relationship needs to be more formally discussed. Did they like really officially open up this orgy thing?
Yeah. I mean, if I had gained a lot of Instagram followers from a story saying that I have a ghost sex girlfriend and I think she's cheating on me, to later come out down the road and be like, "Yeah, her friends came over. She does have ghosts."
And then they came over.
No.
Mm-mm. You know where I'm getting at.
Really want to know who sponsors him on the Instagrams. What is he being?
We do now.
Who's asked to buy?
You know how people claim to be Instagram influencers. But yeah, that is my ghost sex story.
This ghost sex story is about how people lost their minds during quarantine. I feel like in some ways it's relatable to all. My friend thinks she's having sex with a ghost. Her quarantine has been rough. That's the tagline. Isn't it great?
We've all apparently been there, bro.
This is by Rich Jeswiak. It is part of How to Do It, which is Slate's sex advice column. So this person, who names himself Boo, is asking for advice. He goes on to explain that he is concerned that his friend believes that they're having sex with a ghost during quarantine, and how they became friends, how they went to college together, and then they have since moved to different cities on different coasts. While he is quarantining with a partner, this friend is alone.
I hear they aren't.
He talks about how they've started frequently talking during quarantine because they live far away. She lives far away from family and other people. And I think while quarantine wasn't good for socializing in person, it was really great for people that have long distance friends, that the only way they would be able to communicate with them anyway is via Zoom. It's like, hey, we finally have some time to catch up. So his friend, who I don't believe he actually names, we're going to call her June.
June.
So June starts bringing up into conversation that she had been, yeah, we could say masturbating. I don't know why I'm censoring myself. Like I'm on somebody's TV show. Like,
you're censoring that word?
That's the worst we've talked about on The Deep Dark Truth.
It's because it's so clinical. For some reason, it just seems worse and wrong. Anyways.
Touching herself in the night.
Flick at the beaneth.
She has been brushing her flower petals in the darkness of night while thinking of a man who she believed lived in her apartment in the 1920s. So that's the setup. I don't know if this is like, I created this man, I imagine lived in my apartment. I don't know. But also, who shares? Mikey, do you want to tell me your most detailed masturbation fantasy right now?
That's a bad example.
Yeah, that's a bad example. But I mean, I understand. Yeah, that totally makes sense. Like, I'm not going to do that.
talking about masturbating or I'd like this, this or that is very different than, so I've been masturbating and while I've been masturbating, I've been thinking about this guy from the 1920s and it's like a whole thing.
She's had a rough pandemic.
The weirdest details. But not the most important details.
But I do want to know, did she make this guy up or she like found a picture or something?
Is she fucking with him? Is she our hero? Oh, I don't know.
June. Is June the hero?
So he assumes that this is just like a fantasy that she's describing. But then later she starts referring to this man by the name John. He says that when he's talking about his partner, she is answering as if she's telling him about her experiences with John. Oh, John just did this and John's having a bad day.
When you're talking about your partner.
The way you talk about a actual literal person that is living with you. Then she mentions the possibility of going to see somebody else, somebody that she used to date, an ex or ex friends with benefits, an ex something. And she mentions that she's worried because John could get jealous.
Well, why are you imagining a jealous boyfriend? Get better ghost boyfriends. Let's start there.
He then goes on to say he doesn't know how serious she is and he can't tell if it's harmless or if he should be actually addressing, like, I thought John was a ghost from the 1920s. What the fuck do you mean? Also, what if he's just confused and John isn't the ghost?
They're completely separate. It was one time she mentioned some weird fantasy, like, haha, look at the silly thing that I got off.
Yeah, to. What if he just zoned out when she mentioned, like, oh, this guy from across the hall, John, or like the new guy I'm hooking up with, John. He just blanked on a very small piece of the conversation.
But to fill in this, hey writer, I have some questions.
From the author of this article. Dear Boo, if someone told me they were banging a ghost, I'm sure I would ask without any ability to curb the skepticism in my tone or expression, are you serious? I think you should ask your friend if she's serious. She's either fully aware of how ridiculous this is or not at all, and the latter case would probably be cause for concern. Probably. I say probably because for as long as I've had an opinion on the matter, I felt that things that cannot be proven by our scientific method must not exist, which is to say, if ghosts were real, we would have proof. Could your friend be doing psychedelic drugs? Of course, another comeback, which is fair, and then asking if there's a misunderstanding and there's for him to ask her to provide some type of tangible proof, gifts, photos, depending on this how this conversation goes.
That gets weird. Hey, I don't believe you that you're dating someone. Can I get some pictures?
I mean, a reality check if she's like, yeah, he's a ghost, but he's real. For him to be like, okay, has he ever given you something? What is it?
His
like, gum. Like, Jesus fuck.
That was not me for you listeners. That was Chip.
I assume we're going to orgasm.
Could you imagine, though, the proof that she would show, like, her legs just in the air and nothing else?
I was thinking
else?
More like a flower and the flowers from, like, one of her own dead plants that she forgot to water.
Stop.
She just picked it and was like, John, thank you so much. I love this. How did you know? This is my favorite of a house plant just like this one. Mental illness isn't funny, kids.
It's not funny.
You know, the circumstances that can arise from it, though, can be comical, as long as we keep it in perspective.
I mean, I'm going with this is maybe a case of, like, movie with Tom Hanks when he makes Wilson and, like, creates this persona that eventually turns into something.
Quarantine was hard, though. If I was by myself,
yeah, I'm not
like, to the level of where I was just going to work and getting exposed and then coming home and being paranoid about how I got exposed today. It might have been a different vibe.
But I really want to know the relationship between the person who's writing in and June, where she was telling this masturbation story at the beginning of this, about thinking about this possibly imaginary guy in the apartment from the 1920s. Was that out of the blue, or was that perfectly normal for them, and the only weird part was the ghost sex? Because if they don't normally have sex talks and then we're having ghost sex talks, that's alarming.
Yeah. I would say just from the feel of it, they were friends in college. They probably had a podcast together.
Joined a club. They started a band.
You're not that special. It's fine.
Our band name is Allegedly, though, right?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
How dare you even ask?
I didn't think that my orgy was going to be topped in this episode. So, is it going to be?
Yes. No, it's tied. Will not be linking to this.
This is how you start telling people about Imaginary John from the 1920s.
Extremely okay. Graphic content warning going forward. We are going to be discussing graphically the intricacies of ghost sex that people have, quote unquote,
I'm obsessed.
Had, quote unquote, and then uploaded to the site, pornhub.com. If you have children, cover their ears.
Citations can be found in our show notes.
Yeah, there will be no links in the show notes. If you want to know, you can know. You can know.
You have the tools.
Yeah, I feel like the linking is the step too far. Like, there are rarely steps too far, but I think linking to very specific videos, that's how the sponsorships go away. So there is one. These are just in the tags. The ghost tags. Invisible ghost gangbang. Yes, it is what you think it is.
Oh no, this is a horrible idea.
No, I just need the reactions. I'm not gonna play it for them. Wait, is this a niche? Is this like quicksand?
There's only 178 videos.
Oh, I've totally masturbated to this porn.
I think I starred in the sequel.
She's literally just groping herself. No spank me ghost, daddy. No nothing. Next! Invisible ghost Halloween special night cam.
Night cam.
Well, yeah, it has to be a night cam.
The ghost orbs are the pearl necklace we got along the way.
Having sex with a ghost is totally fun. I'm just reading the titles.
You know, we never hear about people who have ghost sex that's disappointing. We only hear about the people who are like, this is mind-blowing.
Oh my god, this one's great. Ghost fuck my wife, bukkake and cream pie, right beside me while I'm in bed.
I have so many questions. For somebody, that's a really great alternative if one of them is a voyeur or... And another one does not. It's like the ghost is watching us. Like the ghost. Anyways, that's about enough of that. Bringing up The Last of Us, Chip.
I'm going to talk about the most important and harmful story of ghost sex in the history of the human race.
Oh my god.
Christianity.
I'm obsessed with this.
There is surprisingly little to talk about. Because, as it turns out, in the canonical We Don't Speak of Those Other Books Bible, there are exactly three sentences that refer to the ghost sex. Two of them are just angels telling people about it, and the third one is the omniscient narrator.
A human and an angel have a Nephilim. What do a ghost and an angel have? Why am I now asking a lot of questions that I never needed to ask? I never needed any of this to be in my head.
Well, sometime in 2018, we and a friend joked about having a podcast.
Okay.
Back to Christianity.
Okay.
In Matthew, we just have the narrator who basically says, and so here's how Jesus was born. His mother Mary engaged-ish to Joseph, but then it turns out that she's got a child with the Holy Ghost. And then a few sentences later, Joseph was like, oh shit, we should get a divorce. And an angel came to him and said, don't get a divorce. That kid's from the Holy Spirit. Your wife had ghost sex. That's basically it. As far as Matthew is concerned, and that's basically it that we're going to get in Luke. But Luke, we will talk about the specific sentence. Because I don't know how a single modern Christian has written about this sentence with a straight face. We're going to go with the King James. But I have a couple others if you care. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
Oh, no.
It literally, in every translation that I looked at, said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, or the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, or come upon thee.
This isn't helping.
I'm obsessed.
It's a very important thing. That's all it says about it. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
And that's a wrap, folks.
I am forever changed. Forever changed, Chip. Thank you. Forever changed. Didn't make that connection. Never saw that connection. Thank you for that connection.
My only little interesting thing to add is one writer using the word that they're translating for come upon is used in other instances where, one, Jesus is talking about the end of the world. Second, Jesus is telling a parable about a strong guy attacking another strong guy's castle. And when Paul is stoned to not death. These are all instances where things come upon other things. That Holy Spirit is coming upon thee. The end.
Great.
So would it be called like a spectral necklace instead of a pearl necklace? Mo, haven't you always wanted to adorn a spectral necklace?
My counter just went up again. I know it's not the live show anymore and we're not keeping it, but I feel like it's an every episode thing. My counter just went up.
Has regrets. If we go back and listen to every episode, there's at least one per episode. So that's been Ghost Sex. Again.
Our favorite leisurely activity. I mean.
Your least favorite episode, our favorite.
Absolutely.
I'm all in. If there's any ghosts out there who want to have sex with me, please. I mean, let's do this.
Sex. Hit us up.
I will update you. I will put you in the front of almost any episode. If you be sex in the ghosts, we will make room for you.
We make traditional ghost sex on Valentine's Day, but we are open to it 365 days a year.
That's right. Until next time, I'm Mo.
I'm Chip.
And I'm Mikey.
Mo regrets her life decisions, number 4.
So in the King James translation.
You just listened to the Deep Dark Truth podcast. See you next time. And remember, your local cryptids want to meet you.